Francis and leaders of other world religions said no to war on Tuesday, vowing to oppose terrorism in God's name and appealing to politicians to listen to the anguished cry of so many innocents. They made the appeal at the end of an international interreligious prayer meeting in the central Italian town of Assisi that was home to Saint Francis, the popular 13th century saint revered by many religions as patron of peace and of nature and a defender of the poor. The head of the Catholic Church flew by helicopter from the Vatican to Assisi to close a three-day interfaith meeting where some 450 representatives of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Shintoism, Sikhism, Zoroastrianism, and other faiths discussed how their members could better promote peace and reconciliation in the world. The interreligious prayer meeting, organized by Rome-based community of Sant'Egidio, marked its 30th anniversary this year, a tradition that was begun by Saint John Paul II on October the 26th, 1986 in Assisi. The September 20th prayer meeting for peace in Assisi was the first of Pope Francis since becoming the head of the Catholic Church. After chatting and shaking hands with dozens of participants, the Holy Father sat down to dine with them in the Franciscan monastery. The guests included 12 refugees who fled war and conflicts in Nigeria, Eritrea, Mali, and Syria, which was represented by 3 Christians who fled the besieged city of Aleppo. Among the representatives who addressed the closing ceremony was a Muslim from Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population in the world. Professor Din Syamsuddin, chairman of the Advisory Council of the Indonesian Council of Ulema, commended Pope Francis for his commitment to peace and expressed appreciation for the community of Sant'Egidio for keeping alive the spirit of Assisi. Here's an excerpt from his speech.
The spirit of Assisi since 1986, which emphasize cooperation, dialogue, harmony, it's quite relevant to our world today. And therefore, by taking that spirit, should guide us to collaborative and cooperation to solve the problem of the world today. And therefore, I would like to extend my gratitude to Pope Francis for the endless effort to promote peace, dialogue and harmony, especially encouraging the Catholic Muslim Forum, which has taken part at the Vatican for 2 times. And also my special appreciation to the community of Sant'Egidio for the endless effort that kept alive the spirit of Assisi by working together not only with the Christian organization, but also with Muslim organization, like with my organization Muhammadiyah in Indonesia, in order to intensify interfaith dialogue, peace education among youth, in also engaging in peace resolution, especially during the peace talk between the government of the Philippines and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front.
In his remark, Rabbi Brodman, the chief rabbi of Savion, Israel, stressed that the spirit of Assisi is the best example for humility and holiness, and it is the answer to the tragedy of the Shoah and of every war.
From all the virtues, the virtue which is the most wanted and tried to achieve is the virtue of humility. And humility leads to holiness. For me, the spirit of Assisi is the best example for humility and holiness. And it is an answer for the tragedy of the Shoah, and every war.
In Assisi, he stressed, we say to the world that it is possible to become friends and to live together in peace, even if we are different. With the courage of dialogue, he said, conflicts can be prevented and a human world created where everybody can recognize in others the image of God, he added. 91-year-old Koei Morikawa, the supreme priest of the Tendai Buddhist denomination of Japan, described being able to pray with world religious leaders at these interfaith meetings as one of the most joyous occasions of his life. History has shown us that the peace attained by force will be overturned by force, he observed. We should note that prayers and dialogue are not the long way but the shortcut to peace. We cannot, however, overlook the current world movements which separate dialogue from unity and cooperation and demand isolation and power. In order to create a world with virtue and with love, we clergy must pray together hand in hand and continue to do our very best, Reverend Morikawa added. One of the many victims of conflict attending the Assisi peace meeting was Tamar Mikali, a Syrian refugee woman now living in Italy.
Aleppo, quando pronuncio questo nome, mi si stringe il cuore.
Speaking in Italian at the final gathering, she told the Pope her heart was in tatters, uttering the name of her home city of Aleppo. She recalled her many Muslim and Christian friends. Now distinctions are made between Christians and Muslims, but before the war there was no difference. Everyone practiced his or her own religion in a land that formed a mosaic through different cultures, languages and religions, she said.
Quando i pesanti bombardamenti erano vicini alle nostre case.
When the heavy bombings were close to our houses, she said, we met with our neighbors, sharing bread and water, the most precious goods that go missing during wartime. We encouraged each other and prayed. She explained how she and her family escaped to Lebanon and then finally were given refuge in Italy, where they are doing their best to integrate and ask for prayers for peace and love to return to Syria and all over the world. Pope Francis, who delivered two addresses and shared meals with the leaders at the meeting, told the concluding gathering that violence in the name of God does not represent the true nature of religion and must be condemned by all faiths.
Non ci stanchiamo di ripetere che mai il nome di Dio può giustificare la violenza.
We never tire of repeating that the name of God cannot be used to justify violence. Peace alone and not war is holy, the Pope stressed.
La grande malattia del nostro tempo, l'indifferenza.
He called on believers of every faith to confront the greatest sickness of our time, indifference. It is a virus that paralyzes, rendering us lethargic and insensitive, a disease that eats away at the very heart of religious fervor, giving rise to a new and deeply sad paganism, the paganism of indifference.
Che ogni forma di violenza non rappresenta la vera natura della religione.
Among some 450 participants in the three-day Assisi peace meeting was writer and activist Sudhindra Kulkarni of India. Kulkarni, who is a Hindu, heads the Observer Research Foundation, a prestigious public policy think tank of India. He's particularly concerned with interfaith dialogue, specifically India-Pakistan dialogue for peace and cooperation. Speaking to Chris Altieri of Vatican Radio, Kulkarni underscored the universal appeal and enduring spirit of the message of Assisi.
The message of Assisi is universal. It is not only for Assisi, it's not only for Italy, and nor is it only for the Christian world. The greatest saint of mankind, one of the greatest saints, Saint Francis, was from Assisi, and we in India respect Saint Francis. And the interfaith conference that was organized for the first time 30 years ago was a landmark in interfaith harmony around the world, and we are gathering 30 years later, and therefore it's very important for us in India.
Were you here that first time?
No, I was not here, but I have heard about it when it was taking place in 1986. And that message is even more relevant for the world today.
30 years on from Assisi, it is time, and in fact, one of the things that's happening in these days is sort of taking a measure of the progress, what we've accomplished and what is left to do. So what is your take on the things the movement has achieved and what it has yet to do?
What it has achieved is that since 1986, there is a far greater awareness in the world that in our globalization era, all the countries, all the cultures, and all the religious communities should live together. This awareness is much stronger today than it was in 1986. Because as you know, 1986 was still the era of the two conflicting power blocks, the Cold War era. The Cold War is over, but in the era of globalization, all religions have to dialogue with each other and learn to live in peace and harmony with each other. Of course, there's a long way to go. There are many problems and some new problems, and we have to learn from each other. We have to learn to live with each other by respecting our differences. Francis.
One more question, if I could, because Pope Francis is coming to, and he'll be presiding over the final event, the first time in his pontificate. Do you have any experience of him as a dialogue partner? And more broadly, what do you think he brings to the conversation?
Pope Francis is, at one level, the head of the Catholic Church in the world, but at another level, he is the moral conscience keeper of the world. His message is for the entire humanity. Today, he is one of those rare voices in the world which is reminding us that we have to change this world. We have to change this world in a way that the poor are respected, the poor have justice, and the poor can live in a secure world. Second, he's one of those great global leaders who is speaking very spiritedly for the protection of ecology. He's in fact being known as a green pope, and we in India respect him for this, and we would be very happy to see Pope Francis visiting India at the earliest opportunity.
That was Indian writer and activist Sudhindra Kulkarni of India, concluding this edition of The Backgrounder on the Asian Voices at the Assisi Peace Meeting. This is Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.